That's the sound of the Rio Grande. At the end of October, the riverbed in Las Lunas is crunchy. Except for a few crows and a sandhill crane flying high above, the skies are quiet. There's no water here, and no reason for cranes or ducks to land. Up and down the riverbed, there's only sand. This time of year, Mike Hatch is still getting out of bed at about 2 in the morning. Since mid-June, he's been tracking the drying as part of the government's River Eyes program.
Long ago, when I first started dealing in this stuff, in this business, it was startling to look upon a river that had no water in it.
The worst day this year was August 14th. 53 miles of the river ran dry. It's happened before, and 2012 wasn't even the worst year. In 2003, 60 miles dried, and in 2004, almost 70.
It gets discouraging in a way, but at the same time, in the arid Southwest, because we are inherently arid, this condition isn't entirely unnatural.
Hatch is out there because of a 4-inch-long fish, the silvery minnow. The fish used to swim almost the entire length of the Rio Grande. Now it has about 150 miles. But long stretches of the fish's habitat keep running dry during irrigation season, when river water is diverted into canals. One important stretch can't dry, however. 10 years ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ordered water managers to keep water flowing through Albuquerque for the minnow. Jim Wilbur is a biologist with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
The endangered species became part of the puzzle, and they kind of got a seat at the table. And so as we operated for our more core mission users, such as the cities or the irrigation districts, then we also had to work the needs of the river in the mix in order to meet our endangered species requirements.
This year has been tough because of the drought. And even though Wilbur is hopeful for the future of the river, its users, and wildlife, he says everyone has to be creative.
I think the solutions as we move forward are going to have to be somewhat different than what we've used in the past. So we're going to have to be very creative as we move forward, because we're moving forward into a new hydrologic future and likely a drier future.
That's a serious thought, considering how poorly the fish is doing this year. That's despite biologists rescuing minnows in the summer and some $150 million spent by the Endangered Species Act Collaborative Program over the past decade. At a recent program meeting, a federal biologist explained how the situation worsened throughout the summer and fall. Here's Jason Davis with the New Mexico Fish and Wildlife Conservation Office.
Their latest results in September 2012 indicate the lowest numbers of silvery minnow since 1993.
In mid-June, when the river first dried, biologists surveyed 25 miles of riverbed, running nets through puddles and rescuing almost 2,000 minnows. By mid-September, Davis said their efforts turned up no minnows.
So, like I said, I wish I could be presenting a much prettier picture, but looks like pretty historic low numbers for silvery minnow this year.
From the audience, another biologist weighed in. For 2 decades, his crews have monitored the fish's numbers at 20 different sites in the river. While monitoring in October, they found not one minnow in the Rio Grande. In 20 years, he said, that's a first. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.